9:34 is our time right now. Well, we all know about the debate over viewplanes from Citadel Hill. Well, now there's a new issue about views of Halifax Harbor, but this one in the city's north end. A shipyard expansion at the Halifax Shipyard will soon block the view of the harbor from the Halifax Explosion Memorial at Fort Needham Park. And joining me on the phone this morning, two guests, Joel Zemel. He's the author of a book on the explosion called Scapegoat. Good morning, Joel.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, sir. And yourself?
Oh, good, thanks.
Good. And alongside Joel this morning is Patrick Murphy, a longtime North End resident whose family members, some family members, were killed in the Halifax explosion in 1917. Patrick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm very well. Joel, let me hear you first. Your concerns about this. When did you realize that this expansion would block the view from Fort Needham Park?
Well, to tell you the honest truth, Rick, my concern was always with the Ground Zero location. Because of my book, Dean Jobe, who wrote the article for the National Post, called me and asked me to meet him up there. I didn't even realize that had been blocked. I haven't been going down there of late, and that building went up so fast. My thoughts are basically that it's simply a matter of disrespectful and thoughtless behavior on the part of Irving. I think many people have neighbors who think that because it's their property, they can do whatever they want and put things anywhere they want. In this case, it's disrespect literally on what I would think a monumental scale. When you have no power or legal recourse of any kind, all you really can do is pretty well shame them into doing the right thing.
This Ground Zero, is there a plaque down there that signifies Ground Zero?
No.
No?
No, and actually the plaque on the memorial is kind of, it's historically incorrect. They said it was, if you read the plaque, it says the Mont Blanc pulled out of the Emo and caused the sparks, when it was actually the other way around. The Emo pulled out of Mont Blanc.
Really?
And Irving says it wants to fix up the plaque and the area around the memorial. I think anyone with $1,000 and time on their hands and a group of college student volunteers can do that. I think they need to do more. There is an abutment there that is the the remnants of the footbridge that was there for the workers to travel over the railway tracks. That's still there. It's been protected by default by a fence because Petro-Canada has been there. They fenced it off, I think, in the mid-'80s. That's the only artifact left in Halifax that will be worth saving, I think. There's an access road there. There's a beeline right to that stanchion. I think that if they converted that into a park or a small park and maybe a memorial, a dedicated museum or something with some trees, I think that people could actually see the benefits that Irving purports that they're doing for the city, and I think that it would also, they would learn a little bit of history as well, and we'd save the last artifact that's there in Halifax to remind us that there was an explosion.
Wow, I mean, when it comes to our history, we are just so I tell you,
backwards.
So, good comma, yeah, backwards indeed. Patrick Murphy, your thoughts on what's going on here?
I think Joel's right on all his comments you made, Rick. For many years, people enjoyed the view of the bringing that monument to 2,000 people that died, bringing it together with Ground Zero or where Pier 6 would be located, where the explosion occurred. And that's been lost. And someone with the city should have been performing Irving, or Irving, who was doing their own research, I'm sure knew exactly that pathway up that hill was, of course, bringing together the site of the explosion and off the monument. And leading up to the 100 years of the explosion, I'm sure these Irvings have always been very giving throughout the Maritimes, especially New Brunswick, to universities like Acadia, waterfowl parks. I'm sure they've been more generous to give some monetary, gift that would see that the explosion is remembered in the proper way. But Rick, again, this should not have happened. I mean, why? I'm all for ship contracts, economic development, all that stuff. But, you know, you have to understand, maybe you should talk to somebody with the city and say, well, how could this happen?
Well, I'm looking here at a comment from the mayor who says, number one, the city had no power to reject or alter Irving's plans. But then he also adds that he welcomes the jobs and the spinoffs that will come with the ship construction. I'm kind of disappointed in the mayor's reaction here.
Well, you know, the mayor, I guess, sees the things the way he sees from his desk, and sometimes it gets a little foggy in Halifax. But, you know, the fact is that, you know, Rick, do you think this would happen in New York City?
No, not at all.
No, exactly. So, you know, argument, case in point, there. I mean, so this shows you that people do come and remember. School children come to that point every December 6th. Survivors, yes, there's. I don't even know if there's any really survivors or too many left at all, being they're close to 100 years old. But people come to reflect, to remember family members, well, my own family or other families in the North End, and also many people who contribute to the insight and explosion, like Joel and other authors, Janet Kitts, Blair yep. Bead. And again, you know, this was a largest man-made explosion for the dropping the atomic bomb. And Irving should know better.
And Joel, I mean, is it too late now to get that view back? Is this building a done deal or what?
Well, I mean, if you go up there and take a look down, the infrastructure's already there. It'd be kind of it's impractical to remove it now. It should have been taken care of before. And also, I don't agree with the mayor that he says that nothing can be done. And I mean, if you try to, there are land use bylaws. There are all sorts of things that could have prevented that. The problem here is indifference. And apathy. It's like people don't care about their heritage, and I keep saying that the balance between preservation and progress, the dialogue is so damn low.
Yeah.
The level of conversation between the two factions is ridiculous. I think that if there is ever a dialogue, if it ever gets sophisticated enough for anything to be done, there'll be nothing left for them to talk about.
Boy,
like all our historical buildings and areas, they're all gone. I mean, it's really a shame.
It really is, and I've had many conversations with Blair Bead about this issue, our lack of commemorating our rich history. I mean, we've got a lot of history in this town, and yet many of the artifacts that are still around from back in the early days are stored in boxes locked in a warehouse somewhere.
Well, that's right, and we need some. I mean, I don't know what the answer is, but certainly there has got to be an answer. It's been done every you know, if you cut down a branch in Victoria, you'll have six people tackle you.
Yeah.
Rick,
yes.
Rick,
go ahead, Pat.
Rick, I maybe hear what Joel has to say with this. You know, if you're doing research on site, and you know the significance of Pier 6, and you also employed your own researchers to do that research. The Irvings must have known about that pathway from, and that sight line from the monument up top of Fort Union Hill down to the water. And I really have to question if this was an oversight or something they saw, and we're just going to build the building anyway without even talking to anyone.
Yeah, that sounds to me.
To me, it goes back to what I originally said. It's my property. I'll do what I want. I don't care. And I don't believe it was an oversight. I just don't think anybody cared.
Well, it's
I think you're right, Joel.
Now we brought it to their attention. Let's see what, if anything, they do about it.
Okay. I'm not going to hold my breath on that one, Rick, but I try not to be – I'm not – interested in blaming anybody. I don't want people to say, well, these people are to blame for this or that people. They'd be doing the same thing that the people in my book did, finding a scapegoat for something. That is irrelevant. What we need to do is get people together, whether it's the corporate end, the business end, the political end, the community end, and come up with a solution that works for everyone. The damage can't be undone, but that doesn't mean that there's not hope for the future to do something positive.
Well said, well said. Joel Zimmel, thank you very much for your time. Much appreciated.
You're quite welcome.
All right, take care. And Patrick Murphy, as always, thank you too, sir.